Since we're all getting older, let's tick off another item on the Phoenix bucket list. We're teaming up with Robert Pala and Amy Silverman of New Times on the list of things you've got to do in Phoenix before you die. Today, I'm meeting Amy in Paradise Valley and kind of stepping into the Wayback Machine at Cosanti, Paolo Soleri's home and studio.
A lot of people think very highly of Frank Lloyd Wright. I do as well. And Gamage Auditorium is on the bucket list. But I actually have an even fonder spot for Paolo Soleri. I don't know how well known he is outside of the Valley and outside of artistic circles. He died last year. He was in his 90s, and this was his studio. And he had a really kind of amazing and weird utopian vision for society. Basically, the idea that he had was that we should not have urban sprawl, which didn't even exist as he knew it in the 50s when he came to Phoenix to apprentice for Frank Lloyd Wright. He basically thought people should live on top of one another. And that's what Arcosanti is. And you can actually go out there and spend the night there, and that's on the bucket list as well. But I think coming to Cosanti and buying someone a bell as a wedding gift or some other gift is truly a Phoenix tradition, way more so than Arcosanti.
So have you bought people bells here?
Not for a while. It's become a little bit cliched, to be honest with you. But when people come from out of town, they always want to come here and look at the bells. And the really cool thing is that the foundry is still in operation, and they're still making these bronze cast bells, which supported Soleri and his followers and their vision.
So looking around, I mean, this kind of looks like... I mean, I guess this kind of looks like the 1970s, like what you stereotypically think of as the 1970s.
It totally does. It is completely funky chicken out here. And what I love about it is that it reminds me of the 1970s that I grew up in Phoenix and Scottsdale. And when you would come out to Paradise Valley, there wouldn't be much more than this and maybe a few old houses. Now there are a lot of gigantic, expensive, tacky mansions. And somehow preserved in the middle of all of it is Cosanti. And so for me, turning into the parking lot is like turning into 1976. And it must be because I came here on field trips. It's kind of spaceship looking, and there are weird structures and shacks everywhere, and a tunnel that we can just considered walking through and decided not to.
So tell me a little bit about when you would come here as a kid. What was it like? What was the vibe here like?
It was exactly like this. Time has totally stopped. I remember there were young people scurrying around making the bells. Yeah, I remember thinking, oh, these were Paolo Soleri's followers, and they all had this amazing vision, because it was the 70s and it was okay to have a vision. It didn't mean that there was anything wrong with you. And I always wanted to buy a bell.
Was it considered at the time kind of a thing to have a Soleri bell in your house?
Oh, I think it still is. I mean, I think that people are still buying them up for weddings.
A quick note and a lesson here. The noise you hear behind Amy is what happens when you conduct an interview at a bell foundry. When you came here now, what sort of went through your mind as you turned in the parking lot, as you're sort of walking through the place?
Oh, it's just sort of like an ah, you know, like that, just that feeling of something that is so nostalgic, so reminiscent of your childhood. It's not like I hung out here a lot and ran around making bells or anything, but to me, it's just this quintessential Phoenix moment that I remember from my childhood, and this idea of this kind of mysterious, much older Italian man who had all of these big thoughts, and that he was thinking him here in Paradise Valley, because as a kid, there wasn't a lot of that going on. It was all going on in other places.
Amy Silverman at Cosanti in Paradise Valley, one of the items on her Phoenix bucket list. We'll be visiting spots on the list over the next few weeks.